Thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Courageous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villamayo. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunnel, Channel 31 on Azul Parabolica Tunnel Cable Company. In Boyacarial, El Encanto, El Ojan, Consolacion, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin and Santa Alintia, Channel 43 on Teleboya Carial Cable Company, in Candelaria La Hueva, San Francisco, and Arrobitsadora Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 89 Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Salero, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company, in Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemarisco Cable Company, in Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleunidos, and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nueva Kennedy 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Ingativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolivia, Channel 73 on A Tu Eve La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Hoqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and on Beyond on Siatsat Channel 56 on Duala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Pure on Medium Network Service or MNS, in Kumba Channel 23 on Siat Kumba, in Mongolia in Hoft Province Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV, in Ernadette City Channel 26 on Oha Tinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV, in Swatseling Province Channel 30 on Mini Mongol, in Dahan U Province Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System, Channel 44 on Oha Cable Company, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65 and Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, in Bayan Zurich and Han U District Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotuz on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarim, in Undahan City in Hinti Province Channel 23 on Sunberg Company, in Sangshan City in Dorongob Province Channel 25 on Sun Power Company, in Slovenia Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia, in the Netherlands Channel 30 on Rekem Cable Network, in Formosa or Taiwan nationwide on Channel 85, on Multimedia On Demand of Changhua Telecom, on Green Island Channel 61, on Kwan U Cable, in Taipei City Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV, in Taipei County Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 95 on Yongchai-le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV, in Goshen County Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County Channel 95 on Union Cable TV, in Kualien County Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV.
Fly-in news. Torrential rains and flooding affect central and southeastern Europe. With extreme weather that began on Saturday, May 15th and continued into this week, 7 lives have been claimed thus far, with extensive damage in some regions. In Poland, one man perished to flash flooding of the Kosorau River, while emergency personnel evacuated at least 2,000 from their homes.
Poland has requested participating states to provide high-capacity pumps, pumps that are able to pump 600 cubic meters of water per hour or more, in order to supplement the national capacities that are already working on the ground. 1 hour after of this request, France has already offered a pump of 5,400 cubic meters per hour and three pumps of 850 cubic meters per hour.
Another life was claimed in Slovakia, where the government sent troops to work beside emergency service crews in the worst affected east and northwest of the country. In the northeastern Czech Republic, more than 10,000 households were left without electricity after the storm downed power lines and closed 8 train routes.
Meanwhile, flooding in the Sajo-Hernád River valleys of northern Hungary was noted by water management officials to be the worst in more than 30 years, with one fatality from the collapse of an earthen wall and more than 2,000 people who had to evacuate their homes. In southwestern Bulgaria, torrential rains closed roads and destroyed bridges, isolating a number of villages in the district of Blagovgrad, while heavy precipitation in southern Serbia caused the Pekenja River to overflow its banks, causing 2 elderly persons to perish and the evacuation of hundreds more. In the affected countries, some leaders have discussed emergency declarations as firefighters, military and other personnel have been dispatched to rescue and assist residents in getting to safer grounds.
Conveying her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our local association members in the storm-afflicted regions see if any help is needed, saying that financial aid is available if necessary. Our thankfulness, all governments and rescue personnel, for your caring assistance, as we send our appreciation as well to Supreme Master Qinghai for a kind-hearted concern. Our sympathies go to the bereaved families for their loss, wishing all the affected European residents a smooth return to their fulfilling day-to-day existence, as we all strive to embrace lifestyles that bring greater balance to our planet.
Quakes rock Indonesia and California, USA. The Indonesian province of West Java was hit by a 6.0 magnitude tremor on Tuesday afternoon, May 18th, 250 kilometers southeast of Jakarta, with a second quake that occurred the following morning in the same province, 36 kilometers northwest of Ujung Kulon. Meanwhile, the border region between California, USA and Baja California, Mexico was shaken by a 5.1 tremor on Tuesday in what is believed to be an aftershock of the deadly Mexicali quake in April. Fortunately, there have been no reports of injury or damage. We thank heaven for the safety of the Indonesian, American and Mexican people, as we pray that such potential disasters are averted through our kinder lifestyles that foster a more stable ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Germany provides additional support for rural development in Mozambique. To assist with the second phase of a Mozambican agricultural project, the Rural Development Investment, or FINDER, in Inhambane Province, Germany, is donating a further 15 million euros to help build or rehabilitate infrastructures, such as roads and public buildings. Noting the constructive results of the first phase, German officials affirmed that all projects have been developed by the Mozambican government and will be managed on a district-by-district basis. Heaven's blessings, Germany, for your kind assistance in boosting lives and livelihoods in Mozambique. May her gracious people prosper in lives of goodness and plenty.
Egypt and Italy hold joint summit. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak arrived in Italy on Tuesday, May 18th, for meetings with Italian President Giorgio Napolitano and Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. As the third Egyptian-Italian summit since the two countries formalized their partnership in 2008, discussions focused on furthering their countries' cooperation in trade, investment and vocational training in Egypt, as well as support for businesses.
Egyptian ministers and business leaders who accompanied President Mubarak were also present for the signing of numerous cooperation agreements in areas that included energy, health, education, care of children and collaboration in serving the needs of the African continent. Speaking of the gathering, Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini highlighted his nation's appreciation for Egypt's active role in addressing regional issues such as peace in the Middle East, and said that this meeting between the two countries' leaders affirmed their steadfast, amicable relations.
Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, and other participants for your cordial and productive summit. May the people of both your celebrated nations continue to enjoy ever-expanding prosperity, friendship and peace.
Russian President is welcomed for state visit in Ukraine. President Dmitry Medvedev arrived in Kiev on Monday, May 17th, for 2 days of meetings with Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. The two acknowledged the growing trade between their countries, which has risen by 50% in the first 4 months of 2010, with additional agreements signed during this visit in the areas of culture, tourism and interbank cooperation, as well as the demarcation of their shared Russia-Ukraine border.
On Tuesday, the two leaders endured driving rain and wind to lay wreaths before the eternal flame at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Kiev's Park of Glory, and then stand together in a moment of silent respect. Later saying that the rain symbolized starting afresh, the Russian president remarked, "I hope it'll wash away everything negative and leave us a blank page to start developing good neighborly relations."
We are touched, Presidents Medvedev and Yanukovych, to see the harmonious expansion between your neighboring nations. Blessed be your exemplary efforts in inspiring further diplomacy and peace for fellow citizens and across the globe.
International students convene in California, USA for world's largest pre-college science fair. Over 1,600 international teenage scientists, mathematicians and inventors representing more than 50 countries participated in the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair 2010. The event, organized by the Society for Science and the public in San Jose, California, concluded last week with more than $4 million awarded in prizes and scholarships.
Amy Cindy Chow of the USA received the top Gordon E. Moore Award, along with $75,000 in scholarship funds, for her development of a new therapy for cancer. Kevin Michael Ellis and Yale Wang Fan, also from the United States, were each distinguished with a $50,000 award for their work in computer science and physics, respectively.
Here we have two switches and two buzzers. Each sensor has buzzer and sensor has switch.
Earning special recognition in applied electronics were three Palestinian girls from Nablus, Asil Abu Alil, Asil Al-Shah, and Noor Al-Arada. The 14-year-old's electronic sensor cane, for the visually impaired, contains the unique innovation of being able to send an infrared signal both downward as well as forward.
This front sensor for obstacles, I mean front plugs, and this ground sensor for holes and stairs. And this is very important because none of the electronic stick in the world could help the blind if they face holes or stairs. And so that's what we added to help the blind and to make our project new and special.
For example, this is the object.
There is no object in front.
But here we have our object, so it sends a sound. And also we can use it in the
stairs or holes, like
so different sounds, so he can know, he or she can know they have obstacles or holes. The needs of the blind inspired us. They need something to help them.
The three Palestinian girls who were educated in a United Nations-funded school in a refugee camp then travelled to New York on Tuesday, May 18th, to demonstrate their revolutionary sensor cane to Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
This is Middle East story of brain power, not firepower.
Yes.
Not only you are helping the blind people find a way, I think you are helping the world to see.
Yeah, and thank you.
This kind of idea, I hope, will bring the United Nations and myself to find a path to lasting peace in the Middle East.
Congratulations all bright-minded and caring youth science and engineering fair participants from all around the world. Blessed be your promising achievements in continuing to advance our world in such noble directions as these.
Chinese workers and German girls freed in Yemen. On Tuesday, May 18th, two Chinese nationals working for the Zhongyuan Oilfield Company were released after being detained since Sunday, May 16th, along with two Yemeni soldiers and two drivers. Following negotiations with government officials, all six were safely transferred to the care of the governor of Shabwa province. Earlier the same day, two young German girls, who had been detained in Yemen since June 2009, were rescued by Saudi Arabian security personnel. Saudi Interior Ministry spokesman Mansour Al-Turki said the operation had been conducted peacefully in cooperation with Yemeni personnel. The children are reportedly in good health and were flown home on Wednesday, May 19th. Our gratefulness, Yemeni and Saudi personnel, for your help in assuring the peaceful freedom of the innocent detainees. Wishing them all joyful reunions and many cherished moments in the company of loved ones.
Save our planet. Melting polar cap is behind warming of Arctic. Over the past two decades, the Arctic region has been observed by scientists to be warming at more than twice the rate of other locations on the globe. However, the reason for this alarming difference was unknown. Now, a study led by Dr. James Screen of the University of Melbourne, Australia, provides evidence that links the excessive Arctic warming to the region's shrinking ice cover. Using new data collected over the past 20 years, Dr. Screen and his colleague, Dr. Ian Simmons, found a direct correlation between ice cover loss and regional temperature rise.
The scientists explained that the ice loss accelerates evaporation of water in the summer, turning it into a powerful greenhouse gas in the atmosphere that in turn speeds temperature rise. Global warming is also increased via the albedo effect, in which dark water absorbs more heat than the white reflective ice. Addressing the matter of tipping points, beyond which such damaging change is irreversible, Dr. Screen stated, "Our results cannot prove whether we have passed a tipping point or not. What we can say is that the emergence of these strong ice temperature feedbacks can only increase the likelihood of further rapid warming and sea ice loss."
Dr. Screen, Simmons, and other associates at University of Melbourne, our heartfelt thanks for sharing these important findings. We pray that all of humanity may quickly take the necessary actions during these critical times to halt ice melt and restore harmony to the planet.
Speaking during a May 2009 video conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai also warned of the gravity of the melting Arctic, offering the most effective solution.
The rapid rate at which the planet is warming can be seen from many examples, one of which is the melting of the Arctic ice. A report released by the United States National Snow and Ice Data Center found that the rate of Arctic ice melt has been speeding up dramatically. The scientists also reported that Arctic tundra temperatures have been rising 1 degree Celsius each decade, which is faster than anywhere else in the world, and that the tundra itself is emitting significantly more methane and nitrous oxide than previously estimated. This is a dangerous situation, apart from what we are already having. How do we stop this? The most effective way and the way that truly works is be veg. Be vegan. Stop the use of all animal products, and the globe will quickly cool down.
Save Our Planet, a report authored by scientist Mike Ryan and colleagues at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, highlights the intrinsic value of the nation's forests as it discusses ways to best preserve their planet-cooling ability to store carbon dioxide.
Save Our Planet, Lebanese President Michel Suleiman and Prime Minister Saad Hariri help launch an eco-benefiting activity that is joined by hundreds of students, soldiers and other environmental campaigners in cleaning up approximately 70 beaches around the country.
Save Our Planet, identifying a grey whale off the Israeli coast in a sight not seen for the past 200 years, marine biologists attribute this remarkable event to global warming, saying that the whale likely swam from the US west coast via the now melting Arctic's Northwest Passage.
Hello, I'm Carney the Guanaco.
Hello, I'm Carney's mum, Guapa the Guanaco. Carney and I are happily following a vegan diet. We have a frugal living tip of the day.
When your sweet children come home from school, many times they love going outside to play.
To help keep school clothes lasting longer, you can have some play clothes ready for your youngster to change into.
Have fun, kids.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now the worldwide weather.
Humanitarian news, the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, or FAO, is donating approximately $7 million to Bolivia. To help ensure proper sustenance for the citizens of the nation, the contribution will be allocated to various government-sponsored plans, such as the Zero Malnutrition Program. The projects advocate a multifaceted approach, including the promotion of increased agricultural production, God bless you, United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, for your commitment to the people of Bolivia. May healthful plant-based nourishment be readily available to all on an abundant and sustainable earth.
In community news, American researchers find that expressing gratitude is beneficial. Three studies by Mr. Nathaniel Lambert, a PhD candidate and associate of the Psychology Department of Florida State University in Tallahassee, reported that verbalizing thankfulness enhances the relationship. Mr. Lambert explained, "When you express gratitude to someone, you are focusing on the good things that person has done for you. It makes you see them in a more positive light." Many thanks, Mr. Nathaniel Lambert and colleagues, for highlighting the value of sincere appreciative expressions. Through kind words and deeds, may we honor all treasured friends and cherished companions. Coming up, an increasing number of Costa Rican citizens are choosing green plastic alternatives. We'll let the cat out and come right back. More happy news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, generous news for an abundant world. In environmental news, a greater number of Costa Ricans opt for biodegradable plastic carriers. Due to a growing eco-awareness, use of green bags, containers and bottles has substantially risen over the past 3 years. This positive trend is predicted to continue and gain in momentum. Kudos, Costa Rica, for your planet-protecting ways. We pray that all individuals make the decision to walk lightly on our delicate globe, starting with the low-emissions vegan diet.
Let's enjoy a joke entitled Speed Check Told in Dari, a language spoken in Afghanistan.
دو خورخانده در سرک شارا با سرعت بیش از 160 کیلومتر فی ساعت در موتر روان بودن. ماری که رانندگی میکرد پرسید ای بی بی که آیا پلیس ترافیک تعقیب ما میکنه یا نه؟ لیزا پشت سر را خوب نگاه میکنه و میگه بله است. ماری چیغ میزنه وی آیا چرا سرش روشن است؟ لیزا دوباره به عقب نگاه میکنه و میگه بله نه بله نه بله نه.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Animal Agriculture, The Facts, which examines the role the meat industry plays as a major cause of global warming.
That is true. We need to cut our meat consumption, veg from Formosa or Taiwan.
Thanks for posting the fact about global warming. We have to start from our own plate to change climate change. Just be organic vegan. Such a simple solution and everybody can do it. Saman Sutra from Indonesia.
Concerned viewers, it's good to get your comments. We also pray that all individuals awaken to the necessity of adopting the vegan lifestyle to halt global warming and save our ecosphere. May heaven's light always shine on you.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May our world be blessed with peace, friendship, and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Turkey sends 11 tons of humanitarian aid, consisting of tents, blankets and food, to help the more than 2,500 families in Xinjiang province of Afghanistan affected by recent floods.
Bolivian President Evo Morales and His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI meet for cordial talks with topics that include closer cooperation between church and government, as well as the importance of protecting the environment.
As cited by the Man News Agency in Palestine, Hamas and Fatah leaders hold direct discussions toward a goal of resolving issues to implement the Egyptian-supported unity agreement.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama, who has initiated a national anti-obesity campaign, lauds 16 large food supply corporations for their agreement to reduce their products 1 trillion calories by 2012 and 1.5 trillion by 2015.
Canadian actress and vegetarian Pamela Anderson writes a letter to members of the U.S. Congress asking them to co-sponsor the Great Ape Protection Act, which would ban cruel chimpanzee experiments and instead support modern human-based research methods.
In an interview on the UK-based BBC radio program Today, Sir Paul McCartney discusses his essay advocating the Meat Free Monday campaign, currently the most popular download on the iPhone application Etherbooks.
Kuwaiti ruler His Highness Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmed Al Sabah visits Syria for the first time in 20 years, where he signed 6 cooperation agreements with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in areas such as tourism, cultural exchange, and infrastructure projects.
At the International Association of Ultra Runners 24-Hour World Championship in Brive, France, US ultramarathon star athlete and vegan Scott Jurek set a new American record for 24-hour marathons.
Foreign ministers from Japan, South Korea, and China concluded their fourth trilateral meeting with an agreement to promote joint cooperation for their own common benefit, as well as to promote regional and international stability and peace.
The Raw, or Reach Out, Act, Respond program of U.S. television station Animal Planet donates $25,000 to the American Humane Association to rehabilitate abused or neglected animals through the organization's Second Chance Fund.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.